fourth parak of Tara 6, Lishna Shnei Rukim Echad Tomei Vechad Toyer. We have one roik, which is a stam roik, which is Vecheskas Tomei, and another one which we know is Tar. And he touched one of the two. Toyer Mal Magoyim, if the Truma touched one of the two, then it's Safik Tomei. Val Masoim, Val Hasaitan, Vishusa Yochid. Also, if he picked them up or moved them, Vishusa Yochid, it's also a Safik Tumei. If he touches them, when they're moist, the Rab says that this has a status of a suffix in Rishus HaYochid, because it sticks out to him, and something stuck out to him has a status of Rishus HaYochid. It's more concealed. He picks them up, whether they're moist or not, also that's considered Shaykh to him, and therefore it's considered a suffix in Rishus HaYochid, which is Tomei. Are you right, Yechidi, a Noga boy? There was just one individual rug, the saliva. Noga boy touched it on a soy, he picked it up, they see it, he moved it, Rishus HaRabim. Even though he's in Rishus HaRabim, suffix less of a chuma, ain't Tachlaim, Rishus HaYochid. Because that we learned before, that's time rug, we don't treat it as a suffix, which will be Tomei, Rishus HaRabim. Chazal gave it a Cheskas Tomei. And therefore, even Rishus HaRabim, one who touches it, or truly that touches it, will have to be burnt, and surely if that happened, Rishus HaYochid.